Coaches, what are five commitments you make to yourself? Like five commitments, five habits, five rituals that you have made a commitment to intentionally participate, do every single day. And these are things that give you energy. They get you focused. They get you excited for the day. They're a shot in the arm. They bring you back into your purpose, your meaning, all those sorts of things. And so what are those five things? For me, they are waking up early, reading for 15 to 20 minutes, journaling for 5 minutes, spending some time in prayer, and making sure I get 30 to 45 minutes of exercise a day. So those are the commitments that I've made that give me energy, that get me focused, that get me moving in the right direction early in the morning, before I start my day, before I engage with my kids, my wife, my players, my students, all those sorts of things. And coaches, I think it's really, really important to intentionally set aside these times to bring you back in so that you can be the best you can be for the people you serve and lead in your life. And I was really reminded of this last week. For those of you that work in high schools and colleges, you've been back at school, back at work, things are getting going. My guys arrived on campus a week ago for training camp, and that first week is crazy. We're busy, we're going, and my commitments, my daily, those five things that I commit to every day that give me energy, to get me centered, to get me focused on, and help remind me who I am and why I do what I do, I let those things slide. I hardly did any of them for the first week while guys were here and just running around, and I let the busyness of my schedule get the best of me, and I dropped the ball there. And I could feel it after 3 or 4 days. I started to lose a little bit of that enthusiasm, that positivity, a little bit of my focus, and I had to come back and take that time to start doing those things that give me that energy. And coaches, I want to just encourage you, if you don't have these five things, or even just one or two, these habits, these healthy habits that are gonna fuel your day, take a step back and what are your five things, what are your two or three things that are gonna help you become the best version of yourself, for your family, and for your players? I let that slip this last week, and I could feel it after a few days, and I really wanna encourage you not to let those things slip like I did and learn from my mistakes. That was Culture Builders 173. Hope you enjoy listening. Would love to hear from you on Twitter at Coach Soudan, or email ssoudan@briarcrest.ca, or connect with us about mentorship at thriveonchallenge.com.